Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Radio Laura listeners, welcome back tonight as we have another exciting segment on your premier choice in internet radio. And I just want to say that we are awaiting as our special guest for tonight, ATL, the boss chick, will be calling in shortly. And I have tonight also another treat for all my Laura listeners that go way back with me. I want to present to some and introduce to others my guest co-host for tonight, PB. What's happening, PB?
What it do? What's up, Brown Sugar Radio? I will say blog.
All right.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. And tonight, like I said, I'm very, very excited. And we have... like I said, Rashida, as we are waiting for her to call in the chat box to go ahead and fill on up. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event that we're going to have tonight. And, you know, all this week, Brown Sugar Radio, I mean, we just got a jam-packed schedule. It's going to be crazy. Tonight we have Rashida. Tomorrow night we're going to have Pierre Hudson, who and his grandmother. I meant to tell all my listeners, his grandmother will be arriving also as a special treat, Ella, who was the one who actually founded all of her tasty treats, and the restaurant was named after her. She will be live tomorrow night for those of you who enjoy mouth-watering soul food. That'll definitely be what it is tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're going to have Why Are You Still Single? For those of you who may be struggling with dating or may just be at a point in your life where you feel like you're ready to settle down, we're going to have a relationship expert, Coach Rael, come through on Brown Sugar Radio on Friday. So we have a jam-packed schedule. It's going to be off the chain. Super, super busy. But other than that, like as we are waiting for Rashida to call in, I'd like to know, PB, how was your week?
Yeah, my week, it's been good. Just pretty crazy, hectic, busy, you know. For
okay.
those that don't know, I basically started out doing as a graphic designer, web designer, but now I didn't kind of step into the photography game, so I take pictures now. So, like, it's been crazy. So, like, I'm doing websites, I'm doing graphics, and I'm doing photography now. So, like, I'm all over the place. And so I'm just all over.
Okay. All right now. Now, I want to say that your website is amazing. I mean, I've seen. Y'all got to check it out. It's www.pbcreations. Is it .net?
.net or .com. I think both of them.
Okay. Either one. And his pictures are just beautiful. And he is just truly blossoming as a, what they call it, an experienced photographer. And, you know, y'all have to check out his site. Go ahead, PB, and put the link in the chat room so that our listeners, as a matter of fact, let me go ahead and shout out our listeners. I want to say thank you because Ed Lift and King Ham, y'all have been rolling deep with Brown Sugar. Y'all have truly been hanging on in there because I know this week we have a jam-packed schedule. So y'all hanging in there. Y'all was with us last night, and you know we got two more shows this week. So I'm really excited about that because of the simple fact that, you know, we just have so much going on. But I do appreciate the love that's coming through tonight. Also, too, I'd like to encourage all of the new listeners in the chat room, take the time out and follow us on Twitter. It's www.twitter.com/BrownSugar, S-U-G-A, radio. Please add us, follow us, tweet us, okay? And check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BrownSugar Radio Show. Please do your thing with that. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a song as we are waiting for our special guest to join us tonight. All right, so y'all probably keep it locked, and we'll be right back.
See, it's all about the way you put it down, right? Gotta be sexy, gotta be in control, you know? You ain't never met nobody fly like me. That's a damn show. Hey, cause I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
You never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a
boss chief.
You never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
Baby.
I'm driving them crazy.
Yeah. Girl, so fly.
You can call me amazing.
Boss shit, that's the motto.
We set shit off.
We don't follow.
We no gaga.
We no swallow.
Brush lanes out the way like they did on the pilot.
Goodbye, adios, amigo.
I ain't stuck up, I got a Kanye ego.
Getting to the money like my name was Nino.
I got all this Louis and Dio.
I ain't just talking pimp, this what I stand for.
An independent chick who be stacking them bankrolls.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
You never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a superstar. I rock a white art class with the snow white rim.
If you ain't on, sit down.
Like where they I'm a boss like Tyra, Kamora, Beyonce.
Won't catch me slipping, your girl stay flousy.
What I need you for if you can't get that?
Playing in my piggy bank, I ain't with that.
I'm the type to run the credit and swag check.
Why you flexing when you living paycheck to paycheck?
You already know I ain't selling for less.
I'm a boss chick, so that means I rock with the best.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
You never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
You never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
Now where the bouncers who be raising them keys?
Pick them up and drop them off
in your soccer mom wheel.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, always paying the bills.
So I can rock coat to a fit from Beverly Hills.
Gotta keep the hat and nail spray.
Can play any position, but never the mistress.
You can work in 9 to 5 or own your own business.
Long as you run this shit, it never easily impress.
Stay in control 24/7.
Keep it 100, always trendsetting.
I deliver like UPS, cause I'm I'm a motherfucking B-O-S-S.
Yeah.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
You ain't never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss
chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
You ain't never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money. I'm a boss.
That song right there was for all the females that's a boss. Hey, that's what it is. All right now, B-O-S-S, baby, boss. It costs to be the boss. So we are, like I said, just holding it down here and patiently waiting for Rashida to arrive. And many other listeners, I see the chat box is filling up. I want to say thank you so much. Let me go ahead and shout out the listeners that are in the chat room right now. And I see that we have CFGA, Ed Liv, King Ham is in the building. What's happening? And then we do have several anonymous listeners. Thank you so much. You know what, King Ham? I will certainly let Rashida know that message. Tell Rashida King Ham is in the ATL and much love. All right, now you call her the goddess of ATL, huh? Go ahead, King Ham. I know that's right. Well, like I said, we're just truly, you know, fortunate in order to have her tonight. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we do show her some love. And so I appreciate all of you guys that are coming through in order to support the show. And so, PB, now you've been, you've actually been a Rashida fan for quite some time now, haven't you?
Well, I followed Rashida's career for a minute, like, so, like, when she first kind of stepped out. Like, a lot of people don't really know who Rashida is because, I guess, because she's an independent artist, or she was when she first came out. I'm not sure as to date where she stand, but when she first came out, a lot of people didn't know who she was, but I became familiar with Rashida as she became a solo artist, and she was first featured on the P.D. Pablo track Vibrate. And so, like, a lot, so like that's how I was introduced to Rashida. Like, ever since then, she's been coming to Arkansas. Like, every year we have, like, a Juneteenth celebration where they have a whole bunch of celebrity and artists come out or whatnot, and they perform. And so Rashida has came almost, like, every year. So, you know, I definitely support her career and whatnot, you know, because, like, in Arkansas, we don't have a lot of people that come here to Arkansas. So, you know, just that she takes the busy time out of her schedule to come down and bless us and grace us, you know, and entertain and perform for us, you know, I definitely support her career. I support all people that show love. And, I mean, I don't know her personally, but just, like, from me following her and following her career and whatnot, she seems like she's a very genuine and real person. So I definitely respect and show love to her, and I support her career.
That's it. Absolutely, you know, and I think that that is really important, you know, that we just bring it around full circle, you know, and, you know, that's exactly what we're doing tonight, you know, is that pouring back into another successful artist, we bring it around, you know, and just continue to promote and do what we have to do in order to show love, and that's what's up. So
yes,
at this time, I do believe we may have Rashida on the line here. Let me go ahead and check the phone lines and see if this is the boss chick in the building.
None other than it's me.
What's up?
What's up? How are you guys? That was so sweet. Who was that who was just talking?
Okay. Oh, this is my co-host PB. Yeah, he's been following you for a minute, okay?
So sweet.
But look, in the
so
chat
sweet.
Room, they going crazy for you, Rashida. We have one King Ham. He told me to let you know you are the ATL goddess, and he wants to show you much love.
Thank you. That's so sweet. What's
okay.
going on? How y'all been?
You know what? We are so blessed and honored to have you on the show. We are just excited tonight. And, you know, from the bottom of our heart, we want to say thank you, Rashida, for taking the time to do this. And we want to welcome you on in, Brown Sugar Style. Everyone gets a round of applause on the show.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Boss Chick is in the building. That's it. All right. That's
What's going on?
Okay. So, like I said, PB is my guest co-host for tonight, number one fan of yours, and I am Brown Sugar Radio, period, okay? We follow you on Twitter, we follow you on Facebook. I mean, we just are in your face, okay?
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate the love. I really do. I really, really do.
I know that's right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and begin our interview. And I have a few questions. How are we going to do it, Rashida, is I have a few questions, and then PB, we'll go back and forth, you know, asking you a few questions in regards to your career and so forth. And then we know you're a busy woman, so we don't keep you real long, but we'd like to definitely show you some love with your remixes. We're going to play your songs tonight because the fans is going crazy. Do you know I had your fans writing me, telling me, you need to play Boss Bitch Swag.
Oh, wow. And okay. I just did that. I just dropped the video the other day.
Man, they going crazy. I said, what is going on here? I said, I got Rashida on the show, and her fans is writing me, telling me what I need to play and make sure I get this on tonight. So I'm going to play it or I'm going to get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Okay. Something else. All right, well, PB, go ahead, and you can begin asking a couple of your questions, and then I will ask some later on.
Okay.
Okay, well, first and foremost, Rashida, I just basically want to congratulate you on your nomination that you received for the BET Awards. You know, that was pretty big in mine.
Yes, it was.
It was big in mine, too. I was, you know, first of all, I was, like, totally, I was shocked, you know, when I found out. I found out via Twitter. And how I found out, I was in a meeting and I had looked at my BlackBerry and I was like, BET nomination? I was like, oh, they must be saying nominate Rashida, like, you know, some of my fans and stuff or whatever. And then I started kind of scrolling and looking and I was like, wait a minute, BET tweeted this. So wait, they must have had a typo. That's what I was thinking. And then I found out, then it was like later on I found out everything and found out about the nomination. And I was just, the first thing I said out of my mouth, I was like, God is good, like, I mean, the only independent artist nominated, you know, and I'm at such an underground level, and for BET to see it and, you know, to be noticed and, you know, as a woman on the come up independently doing this music thing, you know, from the ground up, it really, really meant a lot.
Okay. So that was going to be one of my next questions. So you are still an independent artist, right?
Yep. I'm still an independent artist.
Okay. So
and
I guess I guess my next question would be is, why did you decide to stay independent rather than going with a label?
Well, I've actually been signed to two major labels, and you know, I have major distribution or whatnot, but,
right.
You know, it's just, you know, the music industry's changed a whole lot, and I feel as though, like, right now, independent is the way, and if you're an artist who has a fan base, who has the potential to sell, you don't have to sell a million records to be, you know, to make a lot of money in the industry. If you know what you're doing and can put the right things together, you know, when you're independent, you own your music, you own your masters. And if you really pay attention to the music industry, a lot of these major record companies survive off of the fact that they own so much music and so much catalog. And if you have the capabilities to get that music placed and, you know, sell units over time and things like that, you'll always make money. And my thing is, you know, I'm not looking at today and I'm not looking at tomorrow. I'm looking at the long haul of the business. I'm not sacrificing and doing a lot of things in this business for nothing, for somebody else to live and eat off of it and their kids to live and eat off of it and their kids. I want to do it for me and my kids and my grandkids and the kids to come to be able to. And that's my reason for staying independent right now.
Okay, right now. Now, all y'all future artists out there, y'all need to listen to what she said because it doesn't make sense. The way the albums are selling right now, you definitely might want to go independent.
That's right. Absolutely. And look, but see, to let them know, because you a boss, okay? Look, you
okay.
Don't take it independent.
You know what's funny? I'm not a real, like, I'm not a real, you know, I'm a real chick, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah,
when I, you know, put stuff out there, I mean that literally, not in a cocky way, but in the way of, you know, I am really the captain of my own ship. I am independent. There's not a, you know, I'm not, you know, a part of a major system, which is not anything wrong with that. That major system is a beast. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I want to become that major system from somebody else and own that and do that. I'm literally a boss because I am my boss. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
I have a partner, wow. But at the same time, it's like I am a boss chick, you know?
I know that's right. You call the shot, okay? And that's how it should be. Yeah, that's exactly how it should be, you know?
That's how we, us women should be doing. We, you know, we're so strong as women,
absolutely,
as black women, as women, period. And it's like, you know, there's so many opportunities and so many things. All we have to do is know it, keep our faith, and go after our dreams. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, but just go for it. You know what I'm saying? The reason why you won't make it is because you don't try.
That's it. Absolutely. Now, speaking of the BET Awards, who was your favorite performance?
My favorite performance, Chris Brown.
Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that awesome? Now, what were your thoughts? You know, Chris Brown, he's gotten both reviews, good and bad. You know, I support him. You know, I believe he's really trying to make a sincere effort, you know, to just bounce back. You know, we all go through things in life. But do you believe he was sincere, or do you think he was coached, as some people may criticize?
I think it was sincere for real. I mean, really, when you sit back and you think about it, and I thought about it at that very moment, I didn't think about it. But, like, after the fact, I thought about it. I was like, man, that man was crying because of all the bullshit he'd been going through with everybody. It ain't even just about Michael Jackson. But he was just really pouring out the fact that, you know, a lot of people closed the door on that boy like that. And I know, so not for no man beating on no woman. I'm going to say that right now. Hitting a woman,
uh-huh,
whatever the case may be. But I will say this. He's young. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, I think there's two sides to the story. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I do not condone it at all. But as black people, we have to learn to, one thing, you forgive and you forget. And we continue to support each other because, I'm just being honest, because white people stick behind each other no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real talk. And what we have to do is we have to, you know, we have to teach one another. You know what I'm saying? You don't sit there, you don't point the finger, you teach. And that's the thing about it. And Chris is talented. I'm going to tell you, ain't no other brother, I ain't no disrespect to nobody else in the game, but nobody else going to deliver that Michael Jackson like Chris Brown.
Okay. I was just about to say that. He killed
it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because when I was looking at the BET tribute for Michael last year, I said in my spirit, like, golly, man, if Chris, you know, was there, he would have just, you know what I mean, took that whole tribute to another level.
And
so
you know
when they brought him back this year, when they brought him back this year, I was like, that's right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, he
that's
did
what's
that.
Up. PB, I know you had another question for her. Go ahead.
I got plenty of questions, but real quick, I just want to say, since y'all was talking about Chris Brown, I mean, come on, people, we gave Bobby Brown many chances so we can get Chris Brown.
I know that's right.
But I want to talk about it. I know you were supposed to release the is it the Boss Chick album or is it the I think it's the Certified Hot Chick album. One of those albums was supposed to release, and if not release yet, I was trying to see what's going on with that.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey, because Certified Hot Chick came out in 2009.
Okay, maybe it's the Boss Chick. Maybe it's the Boss Chick album.
Nope, that wasn't an album. That was a mixtape, Boss Bitch Music, the mixtape. It dropped in March of 2010, and I'm actually working on Volume 2 right now. The Boss Bitch Music mixtape is killing the underground right now. Like, killing it. That's where the Say Something remix I did, the Bedrock remix I did, the Oh Let's Do It remix I did. All of those come off of that mixtape.
Okay, I got you. Now, so let me ask you this right here real quick. I want to see if I can put a request in for, like, a remix. Because you know what song, like, is killing them right now? That Gucci Mane, It's a Photo Shoot. So are we going to see Rashida do a remix to It's a Photo Shoot?
To Photo Shoot? Ah! You know what? What you will see soon, I don't know if I'm going to do photo shoot, but what you will do is you will actually hear Rashida and Gucci on the same track, which
all
is
right
a good
now.
Thing. We did some stuff together, so, you know, that was a good experience right there, getting in with Gucci and knocking out some stuff, so.
You'll be hearing something, okay?
ATL moment right now. So let's just talk about that real quick. Like, how does it feel to be from Atlanta? Like, Atlanta is like putting on because, like, y'all got the Monique show in Atlanta. Y'all got the, what is it, Peachtree Media, like, group going on. Like, y'all just climbing in Atlanta.
You know what? It's a city that has, over time really just developed. You know what I'm saying? It kind of went from like a little small, little, you know, southern state to like this, you know, powerhouse of a major city. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I was born in Illinois. I've been in Atlanta almost my whole life. And it's like, just to be a part of like the whole music scene and see how things have grown and evolved, to see how the city has, you know, changed and just, you know, become so vast and broad and so many opportunities, you know, especially for Black people being in, you know, in Atlanta is just an amazing thing. So, you know, I think I'll always be there. I don't ever plan on moving. If I did decide to move somewhere, I would still have to have a place in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. So now I know you are self-proclaimed the queen of crunk. Like, so do you like? Since now you got the whole boss chick movement thing going on, are you still considered the queen of crunk, or have you like moved on? Like, you switching gears or whatnot?
You know what? My thing about like titles and stuff is like I ain't even tripping. Like, the queen of crunk, that's cool. I do get crunk on stage. Like, I'm not the type of chick who stands there and just be standing there, goddamn, thinking I'm cute. I don't do that. I entertain. I go ham. I kick my legs up. I grab people off the daggum floor. I dance with people. I do that. So if you,
that's
you know, I, of course, I've done crunk music before, and, you know, you don't, as one thing about artists is we don't need to never shy away from things that people love about you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just so quick to want to evolve and do something else. It's cool to evolve, but don't forget the reason why people love you. People like me because of the crunkness. So I love the title Queen of Crunk, Boss Chick, Miss Bubblegum, the Georgia Peach. It's all good.
You got a whole
I got a whole slew of that. You know how a nigga get up there and be like, AKA such and such, AKA this, AKA. I got the AKA.
Oh, be going for days. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That is something else. Okay. Now I want to ask you, as far as, you know, at the beginning of your musical career, who were some of your influences?
Man, I was influenced by, like, so much from, of course, the females, like Lights and Salt and Peppers and Latifahs and all of that, you know, even like the Missy Elliott's and the Jay-Z's and the Biggie's and the Pac's and the Dr. Dre and Snoop's and, you know, just like all across the board, Outkast, 8-Ball, MJG, Scarface. I mean, just as an artist, me, I just like great music. And so, it was a lot more of it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had so many different artists who were really good, and I just gravitate to great music, and I'm just inspired by hip hop as a whole because it's just such a, you know, it's such a dominating, you know, like independent storytelling lifestyle thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just so powerful. So I just was just motivated and inspired by the whole movement of hip hop, period.
Okay. I know that's right. Now, you started out in a rap trio called, is it The Cappers?
The Capers.
The Capers. Yep. Okay. I knew I was going to tear that name up, girl. I knew it. But I want to ask
like
you,
like we
you
was
know.
Cat-pilling. Hell no.
Girl, I'm still going to tear some names up in a minute, you know, but forgive me for doing that. But, you know, look, was it hard to make the decision to launch a solo career?
You know, it really wasn't hard because music was, like, so in my heart. Like, it was something that, you know how, like, when you I guess early I just felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like when the group, when we decided to go our separate ways, and it wasn't anything bitter or anything. It was just like, okay, you know, we've been teeny boppers doing this thing, and now, you know, other people want to do other things. Hey, I'm totally cool with that. But at the same time, hey, I'm going to continue to move forward and you know, go after my goals and dreams. It was really easy for me. The main thing was Frost, the CEO of D-Lo, who I'm still signed with to this day, was like, if you're going to do this, then be prepared for everything that comes along with it. And, you know, don't be half-assed about it, and you got to have patience. So he told me that and was like, I'm behind you, and we're going to ride it until we can't ride it no more. And that's what we've been doing.
Okay, look at this. And 5 albums later, 6, isn't it? 6, 5. But you're working on number 6, right? Not volume 2?
Yep, I'm working on number 6. Yep, I'm working
okay,
on number
look,
six.
We got you, girl. We got you down pat, okay? I told you we'd be following, honey. Look, now, where does your inspiration come from when you begin writing a new song?
When I put the track in, I kind of, you know, kind of just vibe to it for a little while. And I just think about, like, just regular shit, you know what I'm saying? Like life experiences, things that I go through, things that I see, or things that, you know, that's really a lot of times the stuff that be going on with me at the time, or things I'm feeling. Sometimes I'll go on the computer and read some stuff, and you know, be like, you know what, I need to make a song about this. These folk getting on my goddamn nerve. I'm finna roast everybody. No, I'm just playing. That was just a joke. No, it just goes through everything. You know, I'm just inspired by life, and I just talk about real things, relationship stuff, and, you know, being empowering and being a woman on the move, and I want people to feel me where I'm coming from, and the only way I feel as though that can be done is just to do it from the heart. You know?
That's it. Yeah. And people sense that. They know when it's real and when it's not.
They so do. And if they don't recognize it at first, eventually they will.
For real.
Okay, so, Rashida, what I want to ask you real quick, because I know I be, like, when I be reading magazines and stuff, I be seeing other female artists, like, complaining. Well, not necessarily complaining, but they be giving their opinion on being in a male prominently dominated game industry or whatnot. So how did you feel about being a female rapper in a industry full of men?
You know, it's a difficult business, period, and being a female hip hop artist, I think of all music is one of the hardest things to do. You know, you have a certain lane that you have to find, that you have to ride in. You can't just say any damn thing. You know, a dude can say, you know, swing my balls, and it's the next hottest damn song on the radio. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to women, it's like you really have to, you have to grab the female audience. You have to grab the male audience. You know, you have to be a certain line. You know, I would do songs, and, oh, that's too hard. Oh, now it's too soft. Oh, now it's we don't know if that's real. No, we don't know if, you know, it's just like, yo, listen, after a while, I say, you know what? Let me do me. Let me give 200%. Let me get out here and make sure when I'm doing something, if I'm doing a show, I'm catching everybody's attention. They leaving saying either who is that girl, or I love Rashida even more than I did when I got here. And the main thing is just to really just you got to work hard. If you gonna come in this game as a female and you ain't prepared to work hard, don't even fool yourself. Just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really, really hard. It's critical. It's a lot that goes along with it. There's a lot of things that we can do as females. You know, we could be sexy and, you know, stand there and be super sexy and make the fella's mouth just fall on the floor. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, is that, are you gaining respect? You have to gain respect in the game, too, and that takes a lot of hard work and time. So
that's real. Yeah, absolutely. And I can see that, you know. I can certainly see how it could be a double standard, you know, for a woman, which
is
unfortunate, you know, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what okay. Is. Now,
okay,
go ahead, PB, and then I'll ask her after you finish.
I was just basically going to ask her, since she was talking about, like, about demanding respect or whatnot, or getting respect. I was just going to basically ask you real quick, like, what you thought about, like, the whole Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj beef.
You know, I really, really wish we could just really keep it moving and build this female hip hop foundation solid as freaking solid as a rock and work together and push everything to the side and make this thing so off the chain. And I'm hoping we'll be able to do that. You know, one thing about Kim is you can't take nothing from Kim. Kim is the reason why a lot of females is even rapping. You know what I'm saying? Kim brought a lot of things to the forefront. She was one of the first females who was rocking Chanel and shit naked, doing, you know, I'm just like, you know, just really, really doing it. And when Kim would hit the scene, you watching, you know, you taking notes, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about it is I'm not saying, you know, I've met Kim, you know what I'm saying? I give her the utmost respect. Everybody shows their appreciation in different ways. You know, Nikki is, you know, she's hot right now. One thing I can say is you can't take away the girl hustle, the girl out here getting it. By any means necessary, she's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I have heard her, you know, not like me and her talking, but I've seen like videos and stuff of her saying positive things about Kim. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's real. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times things get kind of put to another level, and the public kind of brews things too, you know what I'm saying? And it gets to a point to where it puts you out of character to be like, wait a minute, you know, ain't nobody respecting me, ain't nobody feeling like this, and you ain't doing this and you ain't doing that. You know, we got to respect the fact that Nikki is coming in and doing her thing, point blank, period. And we also have to respect the fact that Kim laid the foundation for, you know, all of us to be able to come up and do those type of things, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it.
That's real. And I think one of the reasons I'm glad PB brought this up, because I actually was reading an interview on AOL Black Voices from Little Kim, and she was stating that one of the reasons I guess she's so livid with Nicki Minaj is that it was rumored that Nicki Minaj had said, oh, you know, I'm going to be sitting by the pool and have the females in the game who have been here for 10 years feeding me grapes because they don't have nothing else better to do right now. And so, you know, Lil' Kim felt disrespected because she felt like, you know, as a new artist, most females should come in paying homage to the pioneers in the game. What are your thoughts on that?
If that was said, yeah, that was a nice little jab, you know what I'm saying, to the good with a dagger. But, but you know, like, I think, you know, as women, what we have to do is we have to learn to have class and be smart and be strategic about the things that we say and the things that we do, point blank, period. You know, I can't it ain't for me to judge anyone, you know what I'm saying? That's all guys work.
Absolutely.
But I look at it like with Nikki, you know, Nikki be saying a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I think as females, a lot of times, you know, it ain't no disrespect. You know, I ain't got no problems, you know, no disrespect to the girl. Like I said, I respect the hustle. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you just got to kind of be aware of things you say sometimes because it may get taken out of context, whether you meant it that way or not. You know what I'm saying? And if you did mean it that way, then understand that you're going to have to take everything that comes along with, you know, talking the things you talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
and that's really important. To make sure, you know, that, you know, if you say something, you know, you mean it from your heart. You know what I mean? But
right.
I guess I was always raised, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say it at all.
Don't say nothing at all. Yeah, that's really true.
So, Sugar, let me step in real quick and ask Rashida a question real fast. Okay, Rashida, since you're pitching that right there now, so I was listening to your Oh, Let's Do It remix, and you stated, now, these are your lyrics, that you're the new it girl, minus the fake butt.
So where you throwing shots? And you know what? I don't do subliminal shots. If I got something to say about somebody, I will. I'm so not that type of chick that does that. I live in Atlanta, the city of big asses and bad body bitches. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, now booties have become the new Louis Vuitton bag. And I was really just saying, you know, a lot of women, you know, and it ain't no disrespect, ladies. Please feel free to do the things you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I was just saying it's a lot of women who, you know, who may not have it. And, you know, they want it. So they going out there to get it. I was just saying that I ain't the one who went out there and did it. I don't know whose ass is real or not. I don't see bitches naked. Like, I don't know, you know, not like that. You know what I'm saying? All I was saying was I'm the new it girl minus the fake butt, meaning I ain't got one. I don't know who do, but asses is like the new it thing, and I ain't got no fake ass. You know what I'm saying?
But I can see how the media would take that and twist it and say, oh, she's talking about Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
you
how
know
they
what?
Do.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, that's really what was done. It's like I said, all I could say the nicest thing in a million damn songs, but the minute you say one thing that sound like it could be said anywhere near negative, people gonna take it and run with it, and that's all people be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, the world is crazy. The internet's off the chain. People love to see drama. The world revolves around it, and that's what they wanted to hear. And to me, I ain't got time to be trying to explain myself to no damn body. I'm over it. Just get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
she's like, I'm grown.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's what it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how, you know, people will take something and completely distort it. And, you know, especially in the industry that you're in, how do you deal with being, the negative critics that take and say things that aren't true about you, you know, and all of the behind gossip and beef with female, you know, they probably had you beefed up with somebody, you know, Rashida beefing with, you know what I'm saying, whoever, you know. How do you deal with that?
I don't even pay. I don't pay that stuff, none of that stuff no more. I mean, people be saying so much stuff all the time. You really can't, because then you your focus gets real messed up. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the path to try to accomplish things and do things and you start letting all this negativity start bogging down on you, it's going to take away from the goals at hand. My thing is like this. People going to always talk. They always have. They always will. And what you have to do, as long as you know who you are and what you're doing and your business, that's all that matters. And the way things are happening now, one minute it'd be stuff up on the internet. It'd be up. People be talking about it. It's the new hotness. And then the next thing you know, honey, they on to the next damn story and ain't even think about your ass no more. And that's how I really look at it, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, you right. Like, we'll take it with a grain of salt, huh?
Yeah, I just take it with a grain of salt. I don't be caring about that stuff.
Now, we're going to play your Bedrock remix. I mean, that collaboration was off the chain, you know? And I mean, the song is fire. When I heard it, I was like, okay, yeah, I got to get her on the show. I got to get Brown Sugar. Yeah, okay, because I said Rashida doing her thing, but how did the female lineup, you know, with LaToya Carter, Candy, Diamond, and Lola come about?
I called everybody. I was like, okay, y'all, I'm finna redo Beard Rock, so I need a verse from you, and I was like, Toya, she had been talking about rapping, you know, just trying to, like, do a little something. I was like, well, let's not talk about it. Let's do it. Come on, get on the song. You know, let's start it off right here. And that's pretty much what we did. I hit everybody up and got my, you know, everybody did their verses. And we I put it together and put it on the mixtape. And then once I, you know, got the mixtape out there and people was loving it and stuff, I was like, okay, let me get everybody scheduled together so we can shoot a video for it and just show us women as, you know, coming together strong, doing our thing. You know, we capable of doing it. People haven't seen it in a long time, and I just thought it was a great look for females.
It was, yeah, absolutely. You know, showing everybody together on one accord and
exactly.
Just, you know,
we had fun. You know, we do stuff together. We had fun doing it, and, you know, it was just a good look.
Okay, y'all sure did look like you was having fun. I was looking at the video. I said, look at them sisters there holding it down in the ATL. And it's just good to see the love between, you know, one another, you know, and just on a positive note, you know, to be able to, you know, just get along without all the drama. You know, it's
exactly
how you always, what you just said a minute ago as far as, you know, just females working together, period. Not just in the music industry, but it just seems like, period, you know, you always seem like we were labeled as being catty and this, that, and the other. But it was beautiful to see, you know, all of you working together in unity on one accord. And so I just want to play that song. We're going to actually get ready to play that first single that I absolutely love it, you know. And PV, I know you feeling it too with the Bedrock. Okay, look, he been with you since day one, though. You know what I mean? Look,
I appreciate that. That's what's happening.
that's what it is. So we're going to go ahead now and play this single, this remix right here. is bad to the bone. I mean, when I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, she killed it, did her thing. And look, I didn't even know that Toya rapped. I didn't know she rapped because, you know, I look at Tini and Toya, and I've never seen, you know, I know she's doing her book thing and all that, and I've seen Tini singing and everything, but I've never seen her, you know what I'm saying, doing actually rhyme. So that was
that
a
was
nice
first
look.
Time. Yep, that was her first time.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Been
talking about it, but hadn't done it. And I was like, girl, come on, you going to rap on, come on, get on here, rap on this song. And, you know, it went down. She did her
thing. That's it. Huh, got up there. I know that's right. Okay, so definitely, listeners in the chat room, y'all definitely keep it locked here because we're going to go ahead and release it here on your premier choice on internet radio, Brown Sugar Radio. Here is Rashida's Bedrock, the remix. The only person who could do it like this is, what we say? The boss chick, Rashida. Y'all keep it locked.
Boss chick.
Yeah. Rashida, baby. Okay, I'm going to play around a little bit. All right. Like, okay, look, I got that great, fruity pepper sweet, he running after me, like a track meet, he call me Juicy Roll, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta guess me, ooh, my pillow top game so superior, so I leave the soul with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it best, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. Shida, the Nikki Diva, and it gets better than Lake Geneva, and then we role play. I just want an Oscar in your dreams, like I graduated from Harvard. Full scholarship, here, swallow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holla mini sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down. Wanna play it. Small waist, pretty face, and my booty round. I'm not out here in my zone like a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. With a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Yeah. Don't come around with that line, I've seen you before. Well, you know damn well I got my own TV show. Now that's some bullshit, I got my own everything. And I can put it down, made them pull a hamstring.
Baby, can you find me?
They going crazy, Rashida. They sitting there like, yeah, I'm feeling that. And a lot of them have seen the video. You got one fan in the chat room from Alabama. He said,
okay.
What up?
What's up? What's going on?
Yeah, Miss Chain, all the way from Alabama. She said, what's happening to Rashida?
Oh.
And so we only have only a few minutes remaining, Rashida. And then I just want to, you know, certainly before we go, can you please do a drop for Brown Sugar Radio, because it wouldn't be right without it.
Y'all ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, we ready. One, two, do it, girl.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Rashida. You know the official Balls Beach. And right now I am listening to, you are listening to, we are all listening to Brown Sugar Radio.
There it is, baby. All right now. So y'all heard it first. Here on the Live and Soul Blog Talk Radio. Brown Sugar Radio. And so I do see there's callers on the line, but actually go ahead. We're going to end the segment shortly because, like
okay.
I said, we did not intend to keep Rashida. We had probably overextended our time. We know that she is a busy woman, businesswoman, handling all kind of things. So certainly if you have any questions, direct them in the chat box quickly, and I'll maybe be able to get a question before we actually exit tonight. But, PB, I know you may have another question, and then certainly we're going to close shortly.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, since we just went ahead and played the Bedrock remix or whatnot, so I just wanted to basically ask you, Rashida, what's going on with the whole You and Candy, Peach Candy thing that you all had going?
We really need to get it done. We just, between our schedules, it's been kind of hectic. But we definitely been talking lately about trying to get some stuff knocked out. It's just about the time and getting it done. She's going to get ready to drop an album soon. I'll be dropping one. And then we're going to try to go ahead and come together and make the Peach Candy project happen. So hopefully soon we'll get it done.
All right now. That's it. So all of the Rashida fans in the chat box and on the phone line listening. All right, y'all know she's going to do a thing, and certainly you can check her out on MySpace. She's everywhere, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter.
Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I am at Rashida G.A. Peach. I am at Rashida G.A. Peach, so make sure you follow me on Twitter. If you don't have Boss Bitch Music, the first volume, make sure you get it. You can get it off of my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Rashida G.A. Peach. It's a free download. You can get it from Live Mixtapes or datpip.com. So definitely check your girl out.
All right, check her all the way out, okay? Rashida, thank you so much for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. You have blessed us with your presence, girl.
Thanks for having me. You guys have a good night, okay?
All right, you take care. Okay, we're going to go ahead and exit out tonight with her song, Say Something. It's just an incredible remix. And like I said, I still see we have listeners on the line. But certainly, if you missed it, you can check out the archive segment. As soon as this show ends, just go ahead and it'll begin repeating automatically. And all of the guests that are in the chat room tonight that are anonymous, I want to encourage you to please create a user account on Blog Talk Radio and lock us into your favorites, okay? You can certainly check us out on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, Google, Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A Radio. All of the links will pop up. Even on our home page, you can click There's a Facebook, MySpace, Twitter on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio for our show segment. And if you click on those links, certainly it'll direct you to the pages, all right? And I'll actually put the links in the chat room for those of you who are listening live. And real quick, I want to shout out PVE. PVE did that awesome banner for Rashida. If y'all seen it, it was, I'm telling you, that banner was on fire because he did his thing with that. I mean, all of his banners are beautiful, beautiful. But I have my favorites, PVE. You know I have my favorites when you do certain banners, and I'll be like, ooh, purple, ooh, gold. He knows they're my colors, black, purple, gold. So I mean, I'll tell you, PVE is so creative. Go ahead and shout out your links where you can certainly gain either new business, new friends, new acquaintances.
All right, if y'all want to reach me, y'all definitely can reach your boy at www.twitter.com/, that's PB Creations, that's PB Creations with a Z. Instead of an S, put a Z on it. You can check out my website if you want. It's www.pbcreationswithaz.net. Or if you need to get in contact with me, you definitely can email me at pb@pbcreations.net, and I'll be happily to assist you.
Okay, happily. That's what's up. All right, now. So all of the listeners, DJ Kaboo, we have Ms. Kane coming through joining us, and several anonymous listeners, our Facebook Nation, everyone who came through tonight, even the listeners that are on the call. Still, I see y'all hanging tough, boy, with Brown Sugar Radio. Check us out tomorrow night as we go ahead and chop it up with Pierre Hudson, who owns L&M Soul Food Restaurant, as he, you know, talked about the journey his grandmother had in regards to developing this sensational restaurant, who was voted number one best soul food restaurant in the Vegas Valley. And then on Friday, we're going to have Why Are You Still Single? For those of you who have been struggling with dating or frustrated that you don't have a man or a woman, check Coach Royale out this Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we go ahead and discuss some relationship pointers and tips from, like I said, the one and only Coach Rael. Okay? And so you see all the links in the chat room there. Certainly follow us on Twitter, Facebook, what they say, follow, tweet, add, all that good stuff. Noodles, welcome. Hey, you at the end of the segment. We missed you, Noodles, another one of my loyal listeners. Thank you for coming through tonight. Noodles, you can catch the archive segment for Rashida because we're actually getting ready to close. But before we close, I'm going to play as we exit out another one of her hot new singles, which is the remix, excuse me, Say Something, featuring, is it Nivea? Is that how you say it, PB, or is it Nivea? Because I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I think she pronounced it Nivea.
Nivea, okay. All right. So, I just want to say thank all, each and every single one of you, for supporting the show. Spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio. And thank you, Ms. Kane. I appreciate that comment in the chat as far as good show. And keep doing our thing. Absolutely. We're going to keep it rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. So y'all know how I end every night with a special quote. I have a special thought. Actually, many of you heard, I found this out. I follow LeBron James on Twitter. And he said, R.I.P. Lorenzen Wright. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe it was true. So I Googled it, researched it, and sure enough, they found Lorenzen Wright dead today after receiving multiple gunshot wounds and missing. He was missing for 10 days, okay? And he played for the L.A. Clippers, Atlanta Hawks, Sacramento Kings, and Memphis Grizzlies, as well as the Cleveland Cavs was where he last, I think he ended his career with them. But the quote that LeBron had was, don't take life for granted. You don't miss the water until the well runs dry. And then he put R.I.P. Lorenzen Wright. So I thought that quote was very strong and powerful, and it's an eye-opener. Life is too short. All right? So we're going to exit on out tonight. PB, thank you so much for being my guest co-host and the fabulous designs that you do for Brown Sugar Radio.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, here we are. We're exiting on out with Say Something, Rashida, and featuring Nivea. So good night, everyone, and be blessed. Mm-hmm.
nigga involved, and that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Let me some money, honey. But I was your heart before you're the car. You told the world about me, but you forgot about me. Is there something you forgot? Cause I'm looking at my Audemars watch, and it's beating like my heart. Going tick tock, tick tock. Baby, look what you done done. Got me singing this song. All I knew. Involved, and that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby.
I've been grinding so long, trying to reach the top of Mount. I want it all. Remembering them days, window shopping at the mall. Now I walk in the store, blow the whistle and bow. This ain't the picture I painted, this is not a Warhol. You were supposed to ride with me, but you're so far gone. Used to be my biggest fan when I was coming up. Then when I blew up, you act like I ain't do enough.
Damn.
I know I'm not home every night, I'm dream chasing. Shoes laced up extra tight. If anybody understood, thought it would be you. You told me to sacrifice, do what I gotta do. I never thought this meant sacrificing you. Did all this hard labor thinking we enjoy the fruit. I could move on, but you still got a piece of me. When you gon' realize I did this for you and me?
All I knew, you and me only. I did it all for you, till you were lonely. If we could've worked it out, but I guess things change. It's funny how someone else's success we change. We no longer involved, and that person has it all. Standing there, but I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
Say something, baby.